Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. With Olay Total Effects Age-Defying Day Cream. Over 100 awards without paying hundreds of euros.
Well, last Wednesday, we were all struck by the images and television of a smiling, happy, perfectly bald woman outside the gates of a courtroom. That woman was 35-year-old Eileen Rush, who has cervical cancer. Eileen had a smear test as part of the cervical check process in 2017. The results were read correctly as abnormal, but the Louth County Hospital in Dundalk failed to properly treat her with procedures which could have cured her cancer. Happily, liability was admitted in this case, an apology was read in court, and a confidential settlement was reached to help fund medical care for Eileen, who also has a wonderful 14-year-old son. And Eileen joins me now from her home in Termon Feck. Good morning, Eileen.
Good morning, Miriam. Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, it's my privilege. I watched you outside the courts and I thought, what a beautiful, brilliant, happy woman. Listen, we'll talk about that in a moment. First of all, how are you at the moment, Eileen, yourself? How are you feeling?
I'm doing well. I had an allergic reaction to my chemotherapy last week and it's taken me a week to get over it. But I'm very lucky with the support I have and I just take it one day as it comes and that tends to do me well.
Brilliant. Now listen, as I said, you had that first abnormal smear back in 2017. But when was your cancer actually diagnosed, Eileen?
On the 18th of December 2018, actually. Mm-hmm. So that's what the liability was, that had different treatment been administered. It was actually on my birthday in 2017 that I should have had less and it would have given me a 90% chance of survival had it been done differently. So I got diagnosed then at Christmas 2018.
Because I remember, you know, there were moments of real hope along the way when you must have thought, yes, I've faced down this cancer, because weren't you part of the Irish Cancer Society's campaign?
Yes, I have. I've done quite a lot with them and to promote it. I'm still very much an advocate for women's health and the vaccine and the smears. My first appointment, a very capable doctor out in St. Luke's said they were treating me to cure. And now nobody's at fault that it didn't work, like it's not anything else there. But I got the all clear in the summer 2019. So I had a whole year thinking I was all clear. And it just wasn't to be, really. So then I was I just went for a walk. I'm a big dog lover. And I just went for a walk and I couldn't raise my voice to call the dog. And I just went to the GP who sent me in, and then they subsequently found that the cancer had spread and was back very aggressively. And now that was September, so my sister was allowed to come with me, which at the time nobody was allowed in the hospital, so I kind of felt that I wasn't getting good news. And then basically they said that it was devastating. They said that they weren't using the words cure anymore, they use control. So, I mean, they're giving me all the benefit of the wonderful medicine, but it's not to cure me. And at the time, the phrase, we're hoping it won't be weeks, was used. So that was heartbreaking, actually. Do you know, that's the unknown. But that was September, so I actually was only, that was 6-7 months ago now, and I've had, I mean, it's a hard battle, but I'm on it for my son.
You definitely are. And listen, Eileen, Louth Hospital, they did admit the mistakes were made back in 2017. An apology was read in court. And I know you feel that did matter to you. It made a difference, didn't it, for you to get that apology?
Yeah, so when this all started with my solicitor, he set my expectations very low. He was very realistic and that maybe we wouldn't get an apology. So I subsequently have to set those expectations for my family, you know. But that was what was most important for me, because as a woman, I think we always doubt ourselves. And I, for a long time, felt, had I done something differently, would I be here for Seamus? You know, I started doubting myself. So when I got, and I genuinely believe it was a genuine apology, it was from the lady who runs the hospitals, not a generic one.
Yeah.
And that really made, that made me the whole journey, the legal side of it, worth it. I mean, there's also the financial element there, that will, you know, make my care easier, and also for my parents who will ultimately mind Seamus. But now I'm still living in hope, and my aim is to see him through secondary school. I'd love that, but nobody knows what the future holds. So I do, like, I try and stay positive and live in hope and have a goal. So that's what I'm doing at the moment, is trying to. I suppose, I think it's very easy to be negative, Miriam, and I'm not, like, God, everybody, I feel all the women should get apologies where there is wrong, and the wording of some of them, I think, are less than forthright. But in my case, in dealing with the HSE, I've found they admitted liability, they gave me a genuine apology, there was a fair settlement. So I had a polar opposite experience to many other women that have gone through it before me.
And so, listen, which is great. And to talk about Seamus, your fantastic 14-year-old son, and like,
yeah,
he seems amazing, because it's been a tough time for him, because I think, didn't he lose his dad tragically just a few years ago? His dad was only 32.
Yes, John passed away from sudden adult death due to epilepsy. So he just had a fit in his sleep. It was very unexpected. And yes, I mean, that's enough for one child. And then the following year, my sister had a premature baby who passed away 9 weeks later. And then at this time, I got diagnosed, and I had, he stayed with my parents Monday to Friday because I was an inpatient for my last treatment. And so his whole life was basically turned upside down. But I'm very, very lucky that we live in Turnmanfechan. It's a very small village, and I have the biggest support network. Like, even I got one of the ladies dropped around flowers and chocolates on Wednesday evening for the court, and always asking if I need anything. And I can't explain how the community around me, and even my old community from where I was reared as a child, like, they just reach out. I think the Irish, I just have a way of hugging even from a distance, you know. I've really benefited from well wishes. And actually, one of the nicest things I got was a card this week, and it was addressed to Eileen Rush Turnmanfechan, and it was a mass card. And I just thought the fact that someone had gone out of their way to get me, a stranger, a mass card and then send it to me, it just brings, it gives me such love. And I always explain to Seamus that, and I hope he takes it on, that anger doesn't bring anything, you know, it only adds to the pain. So that's why I try, and I work hard, I have counselling to process my emotions, and I try and stay on top of it as much as I can, you know.
You're a remarkable person. I'm listening to you, and so many people go around life moaning and they've nothing to moan about, and there you are. Very briefly, what makes you this remarkable person you are?
Well, I'd say it would be my parents. I had Seamus young. Like, I didn't plan to be a parent at 20. And I just feel like you make decisions with how you proceed. And not everyone's able to. It's not like I'm saying everyone should walk my path. But for me, I have a very big extended family. I have a lot of support. But I also feel life is wonderful. And whether I have weeks, months or years, I'd much rather enjoy trying to live them than to, like, look back and at the end and regret it. You know, so for me, I have the same friends from play school, and I have my family, and they're really what get me going and keep me going.
Wow.
So that's where I find I get. And I get it off people, Miriam. I feel like when you see the goodness in people, and you see it, like, the volunteer sector in Ireland is just so, like, outstanding, it's hard not to feel the love off them and, you know, bring it forward yourself, you know?
Well, obviously, Eileen, they all feel the love off you. And my text messages are full of people saying, what a fantastic woman Eileen is. Eileen, I wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you so much.
To you and your beautiful son, Seamus, and your parents. I hope you all mind yourselves and all goes great for you.